Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, Lee, now this is going to come as a shock, I know, because nobody saw this coming. Social Security's trust fund is on track.
No.
Yes, to
go broke.
You're
kidding me, Tara.
By 2034.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't worry. We'll just print some money. We'll just print the money. And I know you got an old Monopoly game in the house. Got some of that Monopoly money. Yes. My son loves to play Monopoly. Yeah. Yeah, just go ahead and use that. It'll work. That's a plan. You know, what a lot of people don't realize about Social Security, and everybody's very protective of it because you've paid into it. You've seen all that money come out of your paycheck. I get it, right? You want yours. You paid in. Well, the thing with Social Security, when it was originally passed, it was supposed to have essentially what is a lockbox. In other words, we'll take the money, we'll put it over here.
Right.
And yes. And then, you know, we'll pay out of it. And that system might have actually worked, barring some population fluctuations.
Yeah, that's the other issue.
Well, that's on top of it. But Congress has been raiding the Social Security funds for years and replacing with IOUs that it then counts in its accounting as real money, but it's not.
Yeah, us old folks that are looking forward to this, you need to be procreating, folks, the younger generation. You're not doing enough.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, okay? And I just read this as an analysis by David Bonshin. Listen to this. The first person, to his credit, and I'm not a big fan of George W. Bush, but he did get a few things right. He wanted to privatize Social Security accounts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? So we put it in the account. And the biggest argument for that is once it goes in your account with your name on it, Congress can't touch it. Mm-hmm. They can't steal it from you because that's who stole it. Well, had we done that when George W. Bush wanted to do it, the asset, just given stock market and everything that has happened, the asset allocation, even if conservatively invested, that money would be worth 5 times mm-hmm. what it was when it went in there starting 20 years ago.
And I remember the outcry, the political outcry that the left had, and some Republicans too, about this whole concept of privatizing Social Security.
Yep. Well, we now know how that would have worked. It would have been worth 5 times what you put in. And get this, this is even worse. This is how bad of a deal Social Security is and how bad they rip you, really, when you pay in. This is so incredible. You realize the average Social Security recipient gets fewer actual dollars back than they put in. And that doesn't even count the dollars loss of value through inflation. Actual one-to-one dollars fewer back than you put in. It is the worst deal ever. So, but to get back on what he was writing, had we done what Bush wanted to do, but it was defeated, that money would be worth 5 times because of the stock market performance, even with some stock market drops in there, you know, some bad years, would have been worth 5 times what it was worth when you put it in. Instead, we went with the genius system because we always do the dumbest thing in America. Yes. Always do. We always do the dumbest thing. Instead, we are $6 trillion in the hole. So we could have had, you know, the money be worth 5 times what it was, but we're $6 trillion in the hole. Democrats, y'all. So, and some Republicans do so, but mostly Democrats.
So we're going to keep doing what we've been doing.
Yeah. And to his credit, my other least favorite Republican, Paul Ratfink Ryan, he wanted to do this too. And had we done it when Ratfink wanted to do it, we'd be in really good shape right now.
Well,
we would not be broke like
even
this.
Even a stop clock is right twice a day, okay? So, you know, you got to give them credit when they get it right.
I really would love, I really wish people at a minimum could be given an option. You can either pay your Social Security into an account. And when you do that, you opt out of receiving the government Social Security. So you're taking a little bit of a chance. You know what I'm saying? That there might be some catastrophe and you end up broke. But the upside is
the government's broke.
Yeah, the government's broke. They may not be able to pay you anyway. And you're probably going, you know, if it performed the way it did out of you know, the last 20 years, you're going to come out with 5 times the value, you know, from date, you know, from the start of the money that you put in. So, I mean, it's just we had 2 chances not to end up here. We didn't. We should have. And you can now see that in retrospect. But the left framed that as stealing the money and taking the money, when in fact they were the ones stealing the money and putting IOUs in the lockbox. A lot of people don't know that.
I'm just going to tell you, if I were going to get five times what it looks like I would be able to get monthly now on Social Security, I'd already be retired.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I mean, these are, no, but in all seriousness, like that you love the grandbaby, right? Those are that's what you could be doing. You and your wife could be driving down there. You could be hanging out.
I could buy another house up there.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, there's so many things you could be doing. I mean, these are real moments of your life that the government has cost you. It's a real cost. It's a quality of life cost. It's all of that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So, you know, shame we didn't do it. Shame on us for not doing that. Now we've got a real problem. We're not going to be able to print our way out of this stuff forever. This is going to be a problem. And look, while there are a lot of great things in the big, beautiful bill, I mean, game-changing things, again, the tax cuts are far, they're funded with printing. They're printing money and borrowing money and that's on top of us, you know, heading toward the Social Security. Oh, and Medicare calamity too.
Yeah, of course.
So again, Lee, this is why the illegal tax evasion scam of illegal immigrant labor is so bad, because you don't pay taxes on people working under the table. Where does the money come out of? It comes out of those Medicare funds, comes out of Social Security. It's money that would have been paid in, but it's not. And where does it go? It goes in executives' pockets. It fattens up the earning reports. It's illegal. And that, too, is part of the reason we have got to end the scourge of illegal immigrant employment. And worst case scenario, if we truly don't have the bodies to do these jobs, I don't believe that. But if we don't, well, then you know what? You bring them out on visas and you schedule the visas so they're paying it. Make it profitable. Have them pay into Medicare, even if we're sending them home in 6 years. You pay in, you help us keep it solvent. Mm-hmm. Let's do smart things as a country instead of putting illegal immigrants on the welfare state. I mean, 1.4, I mean, this is Medicaid, not Medicare, but 1.4 million illegals illegally on Medicaid. Why? So we could print the money? And again, do you see how the scam works? Mm-hmm. Who profits? Wall Street, the lawbreakers, the people hiring them. And so it's so much more than, well, it was a misdemeanor when he came here, and then there was another felony on top of that when he started working. No, it's the tax evasion scheme that's the worst part, and nobody talks about it. That's the whole point. And folks, this is why this week NBC News shocked to find, remember the owner in Nebraska of that meat processing plant, Trump took 76 of his illegals in a raid. He's screaming and yelling to NBC News, what will I do? How will I go forward? And then it turned out his waiting room was packed full of Americans applying for the jobs. Why? Because locally, everybody knows if you're not an illegal, you can't work there. They're going to hire you. They'd have to pay taxes on you. You'd have to be above board about it. Plus, they'll have to pay you a real wage. No, it's not going to work. Well, now the illegals are gone. What? Americans are in the waiting room. They will do dirty jobs. So we got to straighten all this out. And Trump letting, you know, saying he was going to let these employers continue to break the law because they like Jorge and he's been there 25 years. No, sorry, you don't get to break the law, period. And I think Trump came to his senses and reversed himself, but it appears he has anyway. So they've at least resumed the immigration raids. They had put out a memo saying to stop them. And that was not good, because these illegals were self-deporting. So you don't want to give them any hope that they're going to be able to stay here. You want them to self-deport and just get out of there. So, there's a lot of great stuff in the Build Back Better bill too. I'm sorry, the Big Beautiful Bill. Wow, where did that come from? Build Back Better. That was a disaster.
The
Big Beautiful Bill. One of my favorite things that's gotten almost no attention, because I really think this is going to be a game changer, and Kevin Hassett was talking about it yesterday, is 100% expensing of factories upfront. So you don't have to do it over 15 years or 10 years or 7 years, 100% expensing of your factory upfront. That is going to be a game changer in terms of, wow, okay, wait, I can 100% expense my factory. You know what that means for people who come here, especially foreigners coming here and building factories, but also those expanding? That, I mean, you're not going to pay taxes for years. Because you know, I mean, the equivalent of by the time you burn off that factory, that's, wow, that's fantastic. It's going to be the first thing the Democrats target, too, if they ever get back in office. But yeah, 100% factory expense. I mean, that's like, I can't even wait to see how that works out. Because I think you're going to see a boom in people building factories. And it's going to create demand for more workers, which is going to just, you know, push those blue collar wages up and skilled labor wages too. So anyway, just want to let you know, we don't need to be broke. We don't need to be here. It's all self-inflicted through really, really bad policy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.